We are learning Mesechtes Baba Kama Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph. We are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet on Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Shar Shu Yoytzei Lisakel, a shar that is going out to be stoned because the shar killed a person, and therefore he's chayav skila. They already had a verdict, the Gemara Din, and they bring him out to give him skila, Vekdishu Bailov, and the owner makes the behema hektish. Ain't a muktish, it's not hektish, because right now it's also bahana, it's not worth anything, it's kilu, it's not his. Once it's bahana, it's kilu, it's not his, and hektish is not chal. Shachto, if he's shechsev, sorry, also, you can't eat the bosses, also bahana. Vimachalay nigmar dinoi, but if it's before gemar din, hektishu bailov muktish. If he's makdish it, it works. And we'll see in the Rashi, we'll speak on the Gemara, that it means that he's makdish it, but technically speaking, Bez Din has nothing to do with it, because it's, they'll bring it to Gemara, they'll bring it to Din, Bez Din, and they'll be chayiv skila. So eventually you'll get skila, but the hektish is chal. Nafmina is for me'ila. V'mshachtoi b'sari mutter. V'shechted it, then the basar is mutter. A new halacha in this Mishnah, which is no shaykh, is the beginning of the Mishnah. Masru l'shoy mechinom v'l'shoyol. If you give over your behema to a shoy mechinom, which means someone who watches it for free, v'l'shoyol, someone who borrows it, l'shoyol, someone who getting paid for watching it, v'l'shoyol, someone who rents it, nichzu tachas bailim, the shoymer now, any of these four shoymerim goes tachas bailim, he's instead of the bailim. And if the behemoth is mazik, mu'ud m'sham al shalom, v'tam m'sham chatz nezik. If it's a mu'ud, it pays nezik shalom, and the shomer has to pay this price. And the tam, if it's a tam, the shomer has to pay chatz nezik. So the Gemara.
If it became a tam or mu'ud,
no, that's a whole different story. That was the story we had before. This is talking about if it was a mu'ud before, he knew about it. The loch is that it, and there's no din reshus m'shana like we learned before when it goes to the shomer's hands. So it's a mu'ud, pays nezik shalom. If it's a tam, pays chatz nezik. Now, if it becomes a mu'ud in his hands, is a mu'ud, yes. If it goes back to the owner, there won't be a mu'ud. That's a machlok, it's reshus m'shana or reshus ein m'shana. It's a sugi before. Zok to Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. This is our Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan learned in a brisa. Shor shahemis ad shaloi nigmar dinoi. If a shor killed. So the loch is before Nigmar Din, before they go to Bezdin, before the Bezdin passes in Skila, the loch is Machroi Machor. If he sold it, it's a good sale. Hikdishai Muktosh. If he's Makdash it, if the Mazik was Makdash it, it's Muktosh. Now, again, here, if you sell it, what's in a Geya? Because you have to bring it to Bezdin to get Skila. So Akhtap Rashi, Machul Radia, which means he could use it for the radio until it goes to the Bezdin. He can use it for flowering because it's taka good mechira. But avada, it's he bought damaged goods. This thing is going to go to skila. Same thing with hektish. Rashi says, if someone uses it, then he's moil. It's meila. But avada, it's going to go to skila. Shachta, if you didn't know, it's mechitois. It's very possible. Mechitois, yeah. Zokta gemar vaita. Shachtoi besoroi is mutter. If he shechs the basar, then it's mutter, because four gemara din. Hechziru, shomer lebeis bailov. In such a case, where the shomer gave it back to the bailim before gemara din, muchzer. The loch is that it's considered returned. But, mishenigmar dinoi, if after gemara din, so then machroi and machar. If the mazik sells it, it's not sold, because he doesn't own it anymore. Once it becomes asa bahana, there's a chsarim bailis in that. It's therefore he can't sell it. Hekdishu ain't a muktish. If he's makdish it, it's not muktish. Shachtoi besori osir. If he shechs it, the basar is osir. Like Rashi is in a muktish, the lav reshus the mari kaldish. It's not as reshus anymore, it's osir bano. But if he shechs it, it's also osir bano. Now comes Allah. What about a ziru shemel beis bailov? Which means, for example, shemechinam borrows a shar, the shar damages, kills someone, now the shar is chayav skila. Now, if the shar gets skila, he's have to owe the owner, besides paying for the damages, he owes the owner a new shar. So he says, you know what? I'm going to give it back. Here's back the shar. I gave back the shar. So is that called returning it out? We said before Gemara Din, even though this thing has a huge lien on it, that's definitely called a return, because I returned the shar. But after Gemara Din, that's machlokes already. So, chzir shar beis bailov ain't a muchzer. It's not considered return. First, the Targum says it's not muchzer. Yaakov af b'shigadinoi hechziru shoyim lebalav muchzer. It is muchzer. So machlokes of Yaakov and the Chachamim if you can return it after Gemara Din. So what's the machlokes? Leim abalkam efegim. Maybe this is the machlokes. The Rabbanan savri ain oirim b'sura hanarei shalach v'nacha. The Rabbanan hold by b'sura hanarei you don't say harei shalach v'nacha. The machlokes is like this. It could be by chametz of Pesach. Where let's say I give you Chometz Pesach to watch. And then, Lemaisa, you know, you didn't give it back before Pesach. Now it's after Pesach. Now after Chometz Shavah Pesach, it's also Bahano. So now I return it to you. You say, what are you talking? Why are you giving it back to me now? Now it's osva ano. So is that called return or not? So it's a machlokes. So maybe that's this machlokes, the same machlokes over here. The rabban hold in a mesura na reish alchanecha. You can't say here it is. I'm giving you back your chametz because it's damaged goods now. Because now it's osva ano. Yaakov zava no. In a mesura na reish alchanecha. So that's the machlokes here. You give back this shard that's nigma dinoi. The machlokes is telling this machlokes is. Do you say a reish alchanecha by a sura na? Someone says no. It's not the machlokes. Amar Rabba the Kuli Amma Oimrim Besuna Reish Alchanecha. Everyone agrees by Suna Kse Reish Alchanecha. Because if that was the Machlokes, then can't lift like in Chometz Pesach. Let them argue by Chometz Pesach. Like Rashi explains that there are bottom hold. Their bottom here hold in a Muchzer. They can't. The Shar is not considered unreturned. By Chometz holds it is considered returned. So obviously everyone holds. By a surah, I know you could say a Reish Lach Alchanecha. And the lambda says there's nothing. I'm giving you back your thing. That it's awesome. I know it's like a. It's a outside factor. And therefore, it is considered a return. So what's the machlokes over here? The machlokes over here is this considered a hezek b'yadayim? I'm going to explain. Here the machlokes is, could I do a gemar din on the shar for skila without having the shar in front of us? We know that if you want to make a murderer, let's say Reuven murdered someone, you want to pass on Reuven Misa, Reuven got to be in Besdin, in person. He can't be on Zoom. He has to be in person in Besdin. That's the halacha. That's to be in front of. Does a shar also, chayev skila, the shar is the baldin over here, does the shar have to be inside bezin or not? So it's a machlokes. Rabban hold, ein gerei medina shel shar el b'fanav, only in front of the shar itself. So therefore, the amale, so therefore the owner tells the shomer, yadrisin ali, if you would have gave back to me, I'm rakli la'agma, I would have sent it to the agam, I wouldn't have let bezin get it. Now you yourself brought up your dime to Besdin to get skila, and therefore that's considered a hezek. And the Chasam Sofer speaks out, even though that's the right thing to do. If a behemah damages, the right thing, correct thing to do is to bring the shor to Besdin. He did the correct thing, but still, at the end of the day, in Hilchas Shomrim, the owner could say, you know, if it would have been by me, I would have done something wrong. I would have got it out of the area, and no one would have had it, and it wouldn't have been able to paskin any din taira on that. So, like if you see, look at the beginning of Tosfos Hashta, he speaks out Perish Hakuntur. Atav say be yadayim shemoshu lebezdin l'donim v'skila v'lekach in yochalam arish alfanecha for your tisha be yadayim. You did a mazik be yadayim, and that's why you can't say here I'm turning it back to you because you gave it to Besdin and let it go to Gemara Din. That was a hezek be yadayim. Rabbi Yaakov Sava goyim m'dina shal shor shloi b'fano the amalei soif migmar have a gemira lei ledina. He says, what's the difference if I gave it to Besdin? That you would have made paskin on the shor Gemara Din anyway. Because he holds that you could do it shloi b'fano. He also you could do it shloi b'fano. Therefore, it's not called hezek be yadayim by giving it to Besdin. It would have anyway paskin on skila. So Mark explains, what's the machloikis Rabbanon Rabbi Yaakov if the shor got to be there in person, live? My time with Rabbanon. Hashor yisokel v'gam bal v'yumas. K'misa v'alim k'achmeis hashor. The din of the shor has the same din like the bailim. Ma bailim v'fneim. Just like the owner, if he is a murderer, chas v'shalom, he has to get gepaskin while he's there in person. I have shor v'fanam. Shor also. When the shor gets skila, it has to be v'fanam. Rabbi Yaakov, Bishlam and Bailim, Bnei Tainanu. We understand why Bailim has to be there, the owner has to be the person, because he could tie in the back and forth. It was a mistake, he didn't see, whatever it was. El Shar Bar Tainanu, what does the Shar got to be doing? He can't talk, can't stand up for himself, no reason to be there. So even though you have a good Drasha, but this is an exception to the Drasha, because it makes no sense. If Adi agrees to the idea, Kemis Devan Kach Misa Shar for other halachas, for example, Eskavon Zev, Eskavon Zev. But, Legabe this now, if you look at Tosfos Ella, we'll hop around a small Tosfos Ella on the bottom, he says, Vafilu darshinim ba'alma k'misa ba'ayil and kach misa shar, lahach milsa ain't svar al darshar. Here is no svar to darshin it. So bottom line is, the machlokes of Yaakov and Rabbanon, if mukhsar or not, it's really a machlokes if you can do gemara then not in front of the shar. If you can't do it without the shar, that day you brought the shar to the Besdin, you consider a hezek b'yadayim, and that's what a shomer can't return it. Because he brought it to Besdin. And that was a hezek b'yadayim. Therefore, he's responsible, and he has to pay back. He can't return it. He has to pay back the shar. He has to pay the price of the shar back to the original owner. So that comes the sugya of Osa Hano and Gemara Dina. Now we go to the second part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah said that when you give a shor to a shomer chinam and the behemah damages, the shomer is chayiv in all damages of the shor. Zok to Gemara. Moshe shomer chinam v'shoyel, ton rabbanu ten b'raisa. Arba'o nichesu tachas ha-bailam. There are four shomerim that go instead of the nichesu, instead of the bailam, the gavi all hazekin. Ve'elu hein, Shemechinom, Vahashoyel, Noisesacha, Vahasecha. The four Shemrim, the Shem is also free, the Shoyel, the borrower, Noisesacha, who gets paid, Vahasecha, the renter, they are all Bemokim the Baalim. Hargu, if this behema kills, Tamim Neharogim, the behema gets killed, Skilo, Ptum Rakaifi, Patam Rakaifi, we know what Tam is Patam Rakaifi. Mu'adim, if the behema was a Mu'ad, then Alach is Neharogim, the behema gets killed, Skilo, Umasham is Kaifer, and the Shemer pays the Kaifer. And the chayavim lahachzid may shor lebaylov. And all these cases where the behemoth gets skila, you have to return the money because he got skila ready. You got to return the money. You got to pay back the baylov. Chutz m'shem mechinam. Besides m'shem mechinam, does not have to pay. We have to explain this. Why not? Chutz m'shem mechinam does not have to pay back the baylov for the shor that got skila. So I'm asking this, Amri, what's going on over here? Hey chidami, either natre if it was watched. I feel cool now. I'm liftery. So everyone should be potter because if they watched the shor and then it was a inis and a damage, I'm not responsible for that. For the clap of the owner. I don't have to take care. I don't have to pay back the owner because now I got skila. I got skila. It's true, but I'm not responsible. I watch, which I do. I'm a shomer. Be loy natre. If shemichin now chayiv, you know shemichin should be chayiv back to the owner if this behemoth got skila because you should have watched it. Then we're asked like this: Amri hokhmay askinon the natre shmira pechusa. He watched a shmir pechusa. Shmir pechusa means that you watch it with something that sustains, will be sustainable in a ruach metzua, but not in a ruach shenei metzua. The example is you tie it with a rope, which is a good shmir, but things can happen to break it. But you're not a shmir meula. You didn't do a shmir meula. So halacha is like this. Shoy mechinam calls a shmir asa. Shoy mechinam, who's only chayiv in pshia, this is not a pshia, and therefore he did a shmir. Hanuk le calls a shmir asa. These, the other ones that are chayiv, even for Geneva Vaveda, there, the Shmira is not good enough for Shmira. Because you have to do a Shmira Me'ula. Now, Rashi speaks out, Kosla Shmirasa. Rashi says, the ain't love is chazik with Shmirasa, da bekach, v'lav psiya, it's not psiya. Hilgav v'ayim potter, medmei shar, the saga of Shmira Pchusa. But he says, a boy yikapara. Like it says in the Brisa, you do have to pay kaifer. So what's pshat? You have to pay kaifer. That means even though klapi the bailam, you did enough of a Shmira, to Shmira Pchusa, but klapei the hilchas azikin, since this we're going now the tam that the muad would need a shmir meula, even a muad would need a shmir meula. Therefore, you'll be chayiv kaifer. But if you're gabbing a baal, you're going to be a potter because that's not totally in hilchas azikin. That's totally in hilchas shmirah, hilchas shemechinah, and that would be enough. This is the Rebbe Peretz explains. The Rebbe Peretz like this. Avahashto kamaslan the af shemechinah the kolsh shmiras the gabbing a baalim because shomer shmir pchusa. When you do a shmir pechusa for the baalim, it's good enough. We're calling a chayev bekoifer. So nichas tachas habaalim, and it's just be chayev koifer. If you were the baalim as a mazik, you'll be chayev koifer. That's the more tries this pshat right now. Mor says that they did a shmir pechusa, and for shem mechirim that's sufficient. Freight thing more like this: we know there's machlekes Rabbi Akdam. We know there's machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, which is actually the next mishnah. What type of shmir do you have to do? Rav Meir holds you always need a shmirah ma'ula. A shmirah pechusa is not enough. For nizik, for mazik, mazikim, you have to do a shmirah ma'ula. Shmirah pechusa, which means something that sustains ruach matsuya, is not enough. You have to do better than that. Rav Yehuda says a chilek. Tam needs a shmirah ma'ula. A mu'ed needs a shmirah pechusa. You need to learn from psukim. Needs less. Mu'ed is less. Shmirah pechusa. We had this before a little bit mentioned. That's Rav Yehuda shita. So more like this. Amri, come on. Learn Rashi's Gersa and Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. Amri, come on. Ika Rav Meir, if we're going according to Rav Meir, so then, I just want to speak out one thing before, that the more I said before, that if you watched it, so why is anyone chayiv? It's only Kasha and everyone else, but Shoyel will be chayiv, because Shoyel is chayiv in Unsin. Back to this Gemara. Amri, come on. We just answered that, you just Shmir Pechusa, that's enough. So Shmir Pechusa is enough for the Shem Mechinam, and therefore he's chayiv in Kaifa, but he's potter for the Klape, the owner. So Amri, come on. Who are going according to? Iker Rameyer, going according to Rameyer that holds that you need a Shemira Ma'ula, and that's why you pay Kaifer. That was very good shmak. But the problem is, if you're going according to Rameyer, there's another problem. You read, if the gear says, Ha Omar, Soyche Kashem Echinam Dami. He holds in all of a Shas that a Soyche has saved in a Shem Echinam. So, listen, why did it say Chutz of Shem Echinam itself? Say, listen, Chutz of Shem Echinam via Soyche. If this price is Rameyer, we're saying, what's the case? He did Shemira Pechusa, not Shemira Ula, we're saying Chayev Kaifer. So it means he holds a Rameyer. If he holds a Rameyer, why do you say Chutz v'Shem Mechinam? Say Chutz v'Shem Mechinam v'Seicher, just say. Because Seicher has the same deal with Shem Mechinam. That's the kasha. V'yikra Yehuda, if you look at Yehuda, that for Muid, Shmira Pechusa is enough. V'yikra Yehuda, and that's, but Seich is connected to Sachadami. So Nisti Chutz B'Shem Mechinam, V'kulam B'mo'adim Paturun L'Kaifer. We should say, Chutz B'Shem Mechinam is not to pay back Als the Skila, but everyone's Potter by Mo'adim for Kaifer. Why? Because he did a Shmira Pechusa. So what's Pshat's price? That's a Gemara Shach. He did a shmir. He's saying, "Tell me, he did a shmir p'chusa." That's what Shem Mechinam is potter. So why chayiv kaifer? Oh, Terry says he's holding like Rabbeya. Chayiv kaifer. Chayiv kaifer. Everyone holds you have to pay kaifer. It says that we spoke it out even the brain of parrots about this. Everyone holds you pay kaifer. It says, "Klar, you have to pay kaifer." We'll read in the Mishnah. We'll adam naharagim. We'll shalom as a kaifer. You pay kaifer. So the question like this: that you pay kaifer. So paying kaifer, what's it mean? Because you hold shmir p'chusa is not sufficient. You shmir ula. It's like Rabbeya. But like Rabbeya holds soicha and Shem Mechinam the same thing. So I'll tell you, it's a holy Rabbi Yehuda who holds Seicha and Shevachin are not the same thing. No, but he holds Shmir Me'ula is not needed by Mu'ud. So why Chayav Kaif? Is he Potter? Ik Rabbi Yehuda, Ma Seicha, Gnei Sacha, Dom, Nisti, Chutz, Ma Shevachin, V'kul Ma'adam, Paturim, Ma'adam, Kaif. Om Rav Huna Bachin, I'll tell you what this is, the third Shita. Hamani Rabbi Yezi, Dom, Ha'in Lo Shmir, Lo Sakin. Rameya holds that a Mu'ud needs a Sakin. And even a Shmir Me'ula, and of course Shmir B'chusa, is not good. So therefore, we're saying like this: Avada, you need here a shmir meula, and here he only did a shmir p'chusa. That's all he did. Therefore, the halacha is yichayev kaifer. Well, in soicher, sov lekrav Yehuda, masoicher nasi sachadami. So be'etzem, only did a shmir p'chusa. Only and shemechinam is potter to is chayev kaifer. It's potter to return the animal because he's not a pshia. And I soicher should be the same halacha. He holds a krav Yehuda, legabi soicher that soicher has din, a renter has din like a shem esacher. And why chayiv kaifer? Because he holds that it's never good enough. The shmirah, of course, shmirah b'chus is not good enough. The shmirah ula is not good enough. And that's pshat in the brisa, in the first pshat in the brisa, first tarot of the gemara. The Gokot Rabbi Eliezer holds that no shmirah is good enough for mu'ud. Another tarot, Abayah Lemkar Meir holds that it's enough that's not enough for mazikim in the shmirah ula. Here, the shmirah b'chusa. The question was, so then let it say chutz m'shem mechinam v'seicher. Rabbi Lomakar Meir, here could the mach rab ravua, but Tony seicher ketsad. What's the halacha of seicher? Ketsim shalom. Rabbi Oimer k'shem esachar. Rabbi says k'shem esachar. Rudam k'shem mechinam. So we're going like this girsa. Therefore, goes Rabbi Meir. The question say chutz m'shem mechinam v'seicher. No, Rabbi Meir holds that a seicher is like a shem esachar according to this girsa, and therefore it's very good. Going to Rabbi Meir. And you need it for Mazik, you need Shmir Mula, he only did Shmir Pchusa. That's what Chayav Kaifer. But for the Shem Mechinam, it's enough because it's not a Pshia. Ah, you asked me to say Seicha? No, he holds Seicha is like a Shem Mesachah.